In terms of treating people with prior autoimmune problems, is your global take that in general you can and not uncommonly see reactivation or exacerbation of this sort of across the board? It's worse if you give anti-CTLA-4. Is that kind of globally the way it's shaken out right now?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's globally shaking out. I think a lot of times what my experience has been is that the autoimmune toxicity that you worry and lose sleep about, a lot of times that is not the autoimmune toxicity that actually ends up happening. Just like with this case, you know, I've had this experience that, you know, you're thinking, oh yeah, that guy had colitis. That's the thing that's going to aggravate. But lo and behold, it's hepatitis. It's serious hepatitis that seems to be the problem. And again, I've been reading the autoimmune disease literature a lot, and apparently what happens with autoimmune hepatitis is that you have aberrant expression of this adhesion molecule called MAdCAM-1 in the liver. And MAdCAM-1 typically is only present in the colon. Once it's in the liver, then T cells, which should have been sticking around in the colon, now decide to go to the liver. And once they're in the liver, they just stochastically start reacting against the liver.
That's interesting. What about skin toxicity? First of all, clinically, how often do you see it? What's the typical presentation? And again, anything in terms of pathophysiology that we know about?
It is very common, and people dismiss it as being trivial. But the problem is that if you've been on treatment for 2 years or a year and a half, and if you're constantly itching yourself at night, and a lot of these skin toxicities do seem to happen at night or after you shower, it could just be really life-altering. I'm just thinking about this one gentleman who's on a clinical trial, has had a complete response, brain mets. He was on the brain met study with ipi/nivo, complete response. So he's grateful. He was BRAF mutant. We didn't give him Gamma Knife. He had multiple, I want to say over 8 brain metastases, many of them very sizable. So has had a complete response. But now, about a year and 8 months later, his skin toxicity is really getting to him. He had some kind of hay fever, dermatitis, or something like that, even before coming on the treatment. But now, even despite the fact that he's using steroid all over his body with Saran Wrap and stuff, he's just itching himself, just wakes up every night. And he told me, he's like, well, can I just stop this treatment? What do you think are the chances that this response will stick? And I said, well, I think it'll stick, but although I'm not sure, I'd like to, you know, do a few more months of treatment to get a couple more negative PET scans. But he's leaning towards stopping treatment early.
What is he receiving?
He's getting ipi/nivo.
You said he's BRAF positive. What about switching him over there?
Yeah, but the thing is, he's had a complete response. He had brain mets, so he avoided radiation treatment. You know, he's had a fabulous response, you know. So he has had a complete response. It's just a question of when to stop him. And I think I might decide to stop him earlier just because the skin toxicity is just getting the better of him.